Good morning. This is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. Not everybody is born with the skills necessary to become a dog whisperer, which is why most people who aspire to becoming one attend a dog training school. Our next guest runs just such a facility in the upstate and is legendary in her field, training the first two retrievers to earn both field and obedience championships. Connie Cleveland is founder and CEO of Dog Trainers Workshop, and she joins us now by phone from her office in Greenville, South Carolina. Connie, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Congratulations on the success you've achieved so far.
Oh, thank you very much.
So tell us about your workshop.
Well, the Dog Trainers Workshop is a boarding school for dogs. We train obedience classes. We also train dogs that are staying with us. I have a wonderful team of people that are also excellent dog trainers, and we just love what we do.
You are training dogs and people.
Absolutely.
How much of this process is train the owner of the dog?
There's always a student who turns to me in class and says, "Wow, you're doing more work training us than you are training the dogs." And that's so true.
And some of these people go on to become dog trainers themselves.
That's true. I have students who do what I do. I teach other people how to train dogs. I also teach people how to compete.
Are there any particular breeds that are easier than others?
Well, some breeds of dogs have been bred to work with man. We think about our sporting dogs or our hunting dogs as those types of breeds. We think about the herding dogs that way, whereas terriers and hounds were bred to work more independently. And so I think you'll find that the working dogs and the hunting dogs are a little bit easier to train than the terriers and the hounds.
So this independence in hounds, I guess that explains why my half-hound is so independent and kind of wants to do his own thing a lot of times.
That could very well explain it. They're pretty independent.
Any particular challenges that you're facing right now in this business?
Well, for me, I've always been passionate about training dogs, so that hasn't been the challenge. The challenge to me was maybe 4 or 5 years ago when I realized that I wasn't just a dog trainer anymore. I was a small business owner, a female small business owner, you know, enjoying a lot of success. So I've had to learn to be passionate about kind of purposefully studying and learning how to run a small business, how to manage a team of employees, and how to grow as a business owner. I've had to spend as much time working on doing that as I spent learning how to be a dog trainer.
And what got you into this business to begin with?
My mother trained dogs before me. As she was raising her family and I was the youngest child, I was willing to go with her to her dog activities. And she ended up buying me a dog when I was 8, and I started competing with that dog when I was 10. In high school, I announced that I wanted to be a dog trainer, and my family was not very enthusiastic about that. They considered it a hobby, not a vocation. But after getting my engineering degree, I actually came to Greenville to train service dogs for the hearing impaired and the physically handicapped, and started supplementing my income training dog obedience classes, and eventually the Dog Trainers Workshop was born.
Now, I understand, just like the dog whisperer on TV, you do a lot of work with problem dogs.
Oh, yeah, we do. We want people with problems to contact us because so many of these dogs that are kind of getting a bad rap are so easily fixed and can be set on a new course.
Can you give us some examples of some that you've worked with recently?
A couple that come to mind. One was a dog that the owner handed to me and said, this is Chippendale. Don't pick up anything off the floor if you're near him because he's going to bite you. It really wasn't very hard to explain to Chippendale that things on the floor could belong to us. They didn't all belong to him. Another was a dog that was actually caught in a trap. Some people had seen him under a house. So he was pretty much a feral dog when they brought him to us. And the change in that dog's life has just been remarkable. He is as domesticated as any dog that you would meet now.
Now, about how long does it take for you to train someone to become a dog trainer themselves?
Well, I think the more experience you have, the better. And we've heard about the 10,000 hours. Certainly, when somebody has put in that kind of time in those years, they've seen lots and lots of dogs, and they've had so much more experience. To think that you're going to become a dog trainer after training one dog, I think, is a little bit silly. Experience is really exponential.
Connie, once again, congratulations on the success you've achieved so far. Good luck with everything going forward.
Hey, thank you very much, Mike. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Connie Cleveland is founder and CEO of Dog Trainers Workshop in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org/SCBR, where you can hear this show again. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.